Mother's Day. I'm sure you're going to celebrate with your moms. You probably celebrated for lunch and now it's going to be dinner. And I almost didn't make it here. I left at 1:30 in my home from Markham. And then when you get to the 401, it's like the collector's lane or the express lane. And I thought, okay, I'll choose the express lane. Wrong decision. We were going like 10 kilometers an hour along the highway. Well, meanwhile, the collector's lane was going, you know, they were really going fast until we got a destination where everybody slowed down. But I'm glad I'm here. And I'm going to preach on Mother's Day because it's important. Have you ever heard a message on mothers? Well, the older ones have, but the younger ones have not. Anna, you know, was born 10th child of 13 children. Was born into a very large family. Anna was much involved with her church during one of the Sunday school lessons. One day, and Anna was inspired to honor her mother. And so the question is, how do you honor your mother? How do you honor your mother? Anna's mother was encouraged to, she encouraged her to finish her studies at school. After Anna studied, Anna moved away from her mother. But she kept close contact with her mother. And Anna's mother was getting old. She had heart problems. She spent most of her time taking care of her mother until her mother passed away. And throughout her life, Anna thought, how do you honor your mother? Anna's story brings an important question. How do you honor your mother? How do we honor our mothers? I mean, to honor our mothers is to highly respect them as mothers. But what does God command about mothers? What is God's command? Here we read in the Ten Commandments that were read to us, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. So what is God's command about mothers? It's honor them. Can you say that? Honor them. What is God's command about mothers?
Honor them.
Let's try that again. What's God's command for mothers?
Honor them.
Honor them. Honoring our mothers. That's, how do you do it? In Deuteronomy 5:16, it says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Honoring our mothers. It's mentioned 9 times. You know, it's mentioned 9 times in the Bible. Must be important. It's talked about it 9 times. So how do we honor our mothers? You know, I was thinking about this, and how do you honor your mothers? And the book of Proverbs is a book right in the middle of the Bible. It's a book of wise sayings. If you read from Proverbs, I read a chapter every day, and I would encourage you to do that if you like. You start with chapter 1. Today is the 12th, so I read Proverbs 12. And you kind of read one every day of the month, and then each month you start it all over again. And it has all these wise sayings, and it's really good. And the first thing we learn about mothers in these wise sayings is that we honor our mothers by listening to them. Huh. I don't know. Has your mother ever said, "You don't listen to me"? Look at what Proverbs has to say in chapter 1, verse 8. "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." In Proverbs 6:20, "My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching." Your mother has given you advice, teaching, whatever insight. Do you listen to them? Or do you just, you kind of tune out? You know, when I grew up, there used to be Charlie Brown. Do you guys know who Charlie Brown is? This cartoon character. And I always laugh when the parents talk to Charlie Brown. It just goes, wah, 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 wah. And you know, sometimes we kind of think our parents or our mothers, when they talk to us, it's just going wah 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 wah, and it just doesn't register. But you know, there was a newscast that asked people about mothers and mothers' advice, and here's what one lady said. She said, "My mother gave me two very valuable pieces of advice. First, never marry a man who is not as smart as you, or you will spend the rest of your life pretending to be dumb. And second, never pass up the opportunity to use the bathroom or eat something. You never know when you will get another chance. Both pieces of advice have served me well." That's what one lady said. Do you listen to your mother and heed her advice? So what is God's command about mothers? Huh? What is God's command about mothers? Honor them. And how do we do that? We do it by listening to them. But secondly, we honor our mothers by speaking well of them. You know, the Proverbs, in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20, it says, "If someone curses their father and mothers, their lamp will be snuffed up in pitch darkness." In Proverbs 30, verse 11, it said, there are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. You don't honor your mothers by cursing them, by speaking bad about them. If you constantly complain about your mother, you're not honoring them. "Oh, you don't know my mother. She is so bad. She always criticizes me and she can blah, 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 blah." If you speak evil of your parents, don't ever do that. That's not a wise thing. Because what is God's command about mothers?
Honor them.
And if you honor them, how do we do that? We do that by speaking well of them. Ladies, I'm going to give you some advice and insight about, and here's an observation about guys. How a guy treats his mother is how he will eventually treat his wife. Right? I mean, that's so obvious. Same thing with girls, guys. You know, how a girl treats her father is how she's going to treat her husband. I mean, we won't get into that. I mean, the guy treats his mother like dirt, he will eventually treat you like dirt. If he curses his mother, he will one day eventually curse you. And if he honors his mother, he will honor you. So look for that. And if you've been cursing your mothers, you better stop and start. third way we honor our mothers is we take care of them. We take care of them. Here's what Proverbs 23:22 had to say. Listen to your fathers who give you life. Do not despise your mother when she is old. All right? And listen to what it says in Proverbs 30:17. The eye that mocks a father and that scorns an aged mother will be pecked out by ravens of the valley and will be eaten by vultures. I mean, that sounds kind of gross. But it's how you treat your parents. You're gonna get it. Whoever robs, Proverbs 19:26, whoever robs their father and dries up their mother is a child who brings shame and disgrace. In Proverbs 28:24, it says, whoever robs their father and mother and says, it is not wrong, is a partner to those who destroy. You see, Proverbs is a book of wisdom. And the wise son takes care of his parents. The wise son takes care of his mother when she is old, while the foolish son tries to rob her blind. And I know people who try to rob their parents blind, especially their mothers. The real test is how you honor your mother. It's not whether you take your mother out for dinner on Mother's Day, but what happens when she is old and she needs you at home. That's the real test. Some of you have not faced that test yet. But think about it. So, what is God's command for us about mothers?
Honor them.
And how do you do that? We honor them by taking care of them when they're old. And finally, we honor our mothers by being wise for them. When I read the book of Proverbs, it's about book of wisdom. You've got to be wise. Look what it says in Proverbs 10:1. The proverb of Solomon, a wise son brings joy to the father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. 15:20, it says, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. 17:25, it says, a foolish son brings grief to his mother and bitterness to his father and bitterness to the mother who bore him. And 23:25 says, may your father and mother rejoices. May she who gave birth to you be joyful. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord's beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. You fear God. You live a godly life. That will bring joy to your mother. That will bring honor to your mother. That will bring honor to your father. Because you live a godly life. And you will live long in the land. This is what happens to you. You want to honor your parents. You want to honor your mother. You live a wise and righteous life. Because those who don't, think about the guys who go out and join the gangs and rob places blind and get thrown in jail. What kind of joy does that bring to your mother? In fact, you dishonor because of that. How you live your life before God and your mother, you live a wise life. What's God's command about on mothers?
Honor them.
If you honor them, how do you do that? By living wise wisely before God. So, how do we honor our mothers? I think of, you know, child's drawing. I love mom. You know, it starts off with there. And we want to honor them. We want to take care of them. We want to listen to them. Speak well. We want to speak well of them. Take care of them. And live a wise, godly life. Anyone who wanted to honor the mother, it was Anna. I was telling you about Anna because her mother was a peacemaker who took care of the wounded soldiers regardless of which side of the war they were on. 3 years after Anna's mother passed away, Anna wanted to continue to honor her mother. And she worked out setting aside a day to honor her mother. And this day was to honor mothers, the person who has done more for you than anyone else in the world, she says. Eventually, they made that Sunday, that day, to honor the mothers on a Sunday. It was the second Sunday of May, officially recognized as Mother's Day. That's why we're here. It all came from Anna. Anna, in wanting to honor her own mother, started a tradition of honoring mothers and appreciating them for what mothers have done for us. Anna was carrying out God's command about mothers. What is God's command about mothers?
Honor.
And how do you do that? Well, we honor our mothers by living lives that's acceptable to God and to our moms. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your word. Your word's full of wisdom. Help us, Lord, to listen to our mothers, to honor them, to be able to speak well of them, to take care of them, and Lord, ultimately to live lives that not only honor our mothers, but honors you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.